Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's show is Greedy Gregory and it's so awesome. I'm going to have to stand up to talk to y'all just a little bit today. Man, we are in for a wild ride, so hold on to your seats. If you have any questions, visit slowmoneyblues.com. Click on ask or send your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter. Use hashtag slowmoneyblues. Don't forget to like, share, follow, rate, and review us where all great podcasts are heard. And most importantly, join our private Facebook group to get some of those awesome, awesome goodies. Now, today we're going to be talking about three ways to maximize greed. That's right. You heard me. Three ways to maximize greed. I know you probably never heard anything like this before because you've been taught all your life that greed is a bad thing, but I promise you, if you just hang on for a little bit and tell about 5 or 10 of your friends, go ahead and send them a text message real quick, tell them to hop on YouTube, search for Slow Money Blues, and they'll see us streaming live. And I promise you, I'm going to change your perspective. But before we get started, we have to ask those two questions. One, did you do your homework last week? And last week's homework was just to tune in to last week's episode, which was all about what? Magical money. And in a universe of utopia created by a wizard, which none of that was true. But tune into that. Check out that episode. Tell me what you think about it. And that was last week's homework. This is the favorite part, one of the favorite parts of the show. Did you say your morning mantra? If you didn't, say it now. With me, I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my actions and decisions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by G-O-D, God. I've been up for quite some time, and I'm telling you right now, I had a great workout, and we're going to have an awesome show, not because I had a great workout, but because of what I just said when it comes to that morning mantra. Today's sponsors, once again, are Linky.com, BitNetDomain.com, and Binance.us. All of those things will be found in the show notes. Just click on them and you can get access to all that great stuff provided by our sponsors today. So look, if you are a mompreneur, dadpreneur, or solopreneur, and you want a high-tech, high-touch platform that can share anything, anywhere, at any time, just go to linky.com, that's linky.com, and go ahead and get signed up today. Choose a free account or choose paid for account. But if you decide to get the annual plan, use promo code linky25, that's linky25, and you get a 25% savings on that annual plan. Pick it up today. If you want to see what one looks like, go to linky.com/slowmoneyblues. Now, we know it's 2023. In fact, we're about halfway through the year. In fact, we just celebrated Memorial Day yesterday. That tells you that it's the unofficial beginning of summer, which tells us we're halfway through, almost halfway through the year. And people are still suffering from a digital dilemma. They don't have a website presence. They don't know how to build a website. So if that is you, go over to BigNetDomain.com, where the net just got bigger, and my friends will hook you up. Use promo code BigNet on checkout, and you'll get a 10% savings on your entire shopping cart. Also, if you purchase a domain name today, you will get hosting free for one entire year. So what do they have? Great question. They have email marketing. They have SEO, that's search engine optimization. They have e-commerce. They have boatloads of websites and so much more. Hosting and security, anything you name, they have it. They're open 24 hours a day. They never close, even for holidays. So go to BigNetDomain.com, and it just got bigger, and let them hook you up today. Now, if you've been listening and rocking with me for any amount of time, for the last 5 weeks or so, I've been talking about crazy crypto and how awesome it is. I also renamed it Miracle Money. So if you listened to the show last week, you know all about that. Well, guess what? If you want to get $10 for opening up your own account today, go over to Binance.us, Open up an account. Make sure you use the link in the show notes because they're going to give you a whopping $10 and let's get yourself some miracle money. Here's today's question. Are you a greedy person? Yes, no, or I don't know. Gregory grew up in a rural ghetto in Humpback, that would be Mississippi. He and his family lived in a dilapidated trailer in an overgrown and underkept trailer park. Now, Gregory didn't know or didn't own a new pair of shoes until he was 16 years old. Many nights, Gregory went to bed hungry because there was never enough food. Sounds tragic, right? Well, let's get personal. Although Gregory was poor, he was a gifted student and athlete. He graduated early from high school and went overseas to play professional soccer. Check this out. Gregory owns 5 homes, 7 cars, 2 motorcycles, 1 yacht, 300 pairs of shoes, 5 Rolexes, and a massive, massive wardrobe. 3 ways to maximize greed, but let's make it more personal. 3 ways to maximize, say it with me, my greed. Number 1, know your tag. You know, when you were a little kid, you used to play this game called tag, you know, and everybody run around tag you, and the person that got tagged had to go and tag other people so they wouldn't be it and have to run around, and then they could run away from another person. It was real fun, right? In fact, they actually made a movie out of it. It was an annual thing that all the guys got together. They played this game called tag, and it was amazing. Well, that's not the tag I'm talking about. The tag I'm talking about, the T stands for talent. The A stands for ability, and the G stands for gift. Now, if you recall, Gregory, although very, very poor and grew up in a ghetto in Mississippi, he was a very gifted academic, and he was also a gifted athlete. And what he did is Greg leveraged those talents, abilities, and gifts and used them to play professional soccer overseas. Amazing, right? What if Gregory never discovered or understood or knew he had a talent, knew he had the ability, knew he had gifts, but he just sat on them? Then I promise you, Gregory would probably still be in that ghetto in rural Mississippi. Man, that would be a horrible thing, right? But he recognize his talents, abilities, and gifts, and he used them to create this elusive thing that most people are in search of, which is freedom. He left rural Mississippi at the ripe old age of 16 and went overseas to play professional soccer. Now, chances are, yes, did he meet some of his fellow Americans? Probably yes, but he was in a brand new culture. But I'm going to tell you something. Boy, the cruelness of poverty will drive you until you get to this thing in place called freedom. But with a balanced perspective, Gregory, although 16, he understood that this is my way out. I can actually use this gift, this talent, this ability to make my life better. And because Gregory wasn't selfish, this takes us right to point number. Use your talents, abilities, and gifts to benefit. You heard what Gregory did after he secured the bag. Gregory bought 5 homes, bought 7 cars, 2 motorcycles, 1 yacht, 300 pairs of shoes, 5 Rolexes, and a massive, massive wardrobe. And you might be asking me, Doug, well, how is that benefiting other people? Well, what I did do is, although, yes, Gregory owns all of those things, he also runs a very successful nonprofit. And those homes, he only lives in one, but the other 4 are used to take care of and help underprivileged youth. Wow. And those 7 cars, well, Greg is a very, very practical guy. He says, I can only use 1 car at a time. So those other cars, he actually allows single moms to use those to help themselves. Isn't that amazing? Now, the 2 motorcycles. Okay, Greg said, I got to have something for myself. So the 2 motorcycles, those are his. The 1 yacht, well, you know what Gregory uses the yacht for? He uses his yacht for fundraising with big ballers and shot callers to do what? To help benefit other people with his nonprofit. Man, that's amazing, right? Gregory, because he's a professional soccer player, he owns 300 pairs of shoes, right? But he really doesn't own 300 pairs. He owns like 20 pairs of shoes. The other shoes that he has, they've been given to him by his various sponsors. And what he does is when people in his nonprofit do great things, what he does is he'll pair of shoes. Isn't that amazing? Because he does have a nonprofit, those Rolexes, one is his, and the other four, he gives away one every quarter for the employee of the quarter. Hey, he's a professional athlete. So of course he's going to have a massive wardrobe because he may find himself going to all types of events, doing all types of things to leverage his talents, abilities, and gifts to be a benefit to other people. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about three ways to maximize greed. And as I told you at the top of the show, I said, I'm going to change your perspective on this thing about greed. Because a lot of people, when they hear the word greed, they think like, oh my God, it's like excess. My own definition of greed is more. But more for who? Is it more for just you? Or is it more to help other people? You may just be a conduit or a funnel. And as we can see, this is exactly what Gregory is. He's a professional soccer player. He leveraged his talents, abilities, and gifts. He understood that, hey, look, I'm really, really good at this thing called soccer. In fact, so good that guess what? I'm overseas playing professional soccer with people that are much, much older than me. And he's the real deal, what they call Holyfield. And so because of that, he is compensated very well by not only the team, but also multiple sponsors. And what he does is through his foundation, he uses his talents, abilities, and gifts to create opportunities for other people. Point number three, repeat. Your talent, ability, and gift in one season, if you continue to refine it and work on it and nurture it, it's probably going to get better and better. So it's going to appear to be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's really not getting bigger and bigger. What you have done is what Big Brother Myron always tells everybody that he comes in contact. You need to master your talent, ability, and gift, or talents, abilities, and gifts, because some people have more than one. And when you do that and you begin to put them on display and when you begin to share them with the world, then guess what? If you sow a little bit, if you help a little bit of people, a little bit of come back. But if you help a whole lot of people, I promise you a lot is going to come back to you. That's how it works. So what do we talk about today? We talk about three ways to maximize greed. One, know your talent, ability, and gift, or plural, talents, abilities, and gifts. Two, use your talents, abilities, and gifts to benefit others, just like Gregory does. And then three, repeat. What is today's takeaway? Greed is in the eye of the beholder. Even as I was putting this podcast together, even as I was molding over this powerful word that has a negative connotation called greed. Oh, by the way, on the original Wall Street, the actor said, greed is good if it is used for good. Using your talents, abilities, and gifts to help other people, to benefit other people, to open up doors for other people, to create opportunities for other people is good. So what is the takeaway? Greed is in the eye of the beholder. And what is next week's homework? Well, that's easy. What I want you to do is I want you to keep rocking with me on this awesome podcast called Slow Money Blues, where it teaches people how to build, launch, and grow their own personal freedom success system. That's all I want you to do. Oh, I'm sorry. You have one more piece of homework to do. I want you to tell about 5 or 10 of your friends, or go and rate, review, and write, you know, a review about our podcast, where all great podcasts are heard. We're literally everywhere you can listen to a podcast, and tell them to tune in. Maybe they already have built their system and maybe they're looking for somebody to say, hey, you know what? I don't have time to do this. Well, they can tune into the show every Tuesday and they'll be able to listen to it tomorrow. It drops every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you over the top. Bye. there are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.